Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Mike Whitmer, and I titled our reading, People Who Need People. In his Hall of Fame career as a sports writer, Dave Kindred covered hundreds of major sporting events and championships and wrote a biography of Muhammad Ali. Growing bored in retirement, he started attending girls' basketball games at a local school. Soon, he began writing stories about each game and posting them online. And, when Dave's mother and grandson died, and his wife suffered a debilitating stroke, he realized the team he'd been covering provided him with a sense of community and purpose. He needed them as much as they needed him. Kindred said, "This team saved me. My life had turned dark, and they were light." How does a legendary journalist come to depend on a community of teenagers? The same way a legendary apostle leaned on the fellowship of those he met on his missionary journeys. Did you notice all the people Paul greeted as he closed his letter to the Romans? "Greet Andronicus and Junia," he wrote, "my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord." He mentions more than 25 people in all, most of whom are not mentioned in Scripture again. But Paul needed them. Who's in your community? The best place to begin is with your local church. Anyone there whose life has turned dark? As God leads, you can be a light that points them to Jesus. Someday, they may return the favor. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 16, verses 3 through 16. "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings." Let's pray. Father, what a friend we have in Jesus, your Son. May we be that kind of friend to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.